anybody play castanets and rock and roll anymore? Probably not. Maybe some hipsters. I don't know. Thanks to Allison for doing some great afternoon music, getting everybody ready for the late afternoon. Now we're heading towards the home stretch for the day. My name's Ron Sanchez. I'll be here for 3 hours making trouble and stuff. And I can lock the door from the inside so they can't stop me. It's inevitable. This is KGLT Boza and KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. KGLT is supported by Dahl Funeral and Cremation Service, serving the Gallatin Valley since 1939 with compassionate, authentic care for all. Located 300 Highland Boulevard in Bozeman and online at dahlcares.com. Phone 586-5298. Wild Joe's Coffee Spot, a downtown Bozeman coffee house offering locally roasted coffees and locally made foods, open daily at 6:30 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. on Sunday. Located at 18 West Main, on the web at hashtag Bozeman's Living Room. And Western Cafe, established before most folks around here are even born. Open every day 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., serving American-style breakfast and lunch. Famous for Bobcat breakfast and chicken fried steak. Located at 443 East Main in downtown Bozeman, or phone 587-0436. I think there's some weather. We've got a little bit of a precip right now. It's going to be clearing up. Let's see, what are they saying today? Overcast clouds, high of 32, low of 16. Oh, we're in the wrong week or something here, huh? Let's try that again. Oh, well, it's a weather. Snow's supposed to taper off. It's going to be nice in the next couple days. So enjoy it. If you're going to the football game, dress warm. Oh, here we go. Saturday, overcast clouds. Sunday, overcast clouds. It's going to be 34 tomorrow and 34 on Sunday. So that's not too bad. Perfect record fair weather. Hope to see you out for that. Okay, weather's taken care of. It's winter here in Montana. It's been nice so far. Seen a lot of snow. The ski hills are opening early. Everybody seems happy. And you may complain, and your friends in warm places laugh at us. But, you know, we have to remind them all that snow that falls here ends up in their drinking water down the line. So it's a good thing. And I don't have mine. Now that I have a snowblower, I don't mind at all, really. You know, that does most of the work. This 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Explore Big Sky's Town Crier, delivering daily news from Big Sky, Bozeman, and the surrounding region to your inbox every night, covering stories from Greater Yellowstone Region, environment, local news, business, sports, and more. Information online at explorebigsky.com.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, it's the opening of Bridger Bowl. It's Winter Art Walk downtown. It's the Ice Dogs versus the Badlands Sabres at Haynes Pavilion. Spindrift, the Barry Blanchard story, an experimental documentary, is at the Emerson Center. The Muir String Quartet is at MSU Reynolds Recital Hall. It's Trivia Night at Steep Mountain Tea House, with proceeds going to Gallatin Valley Farm to School. The annual Christmas Stroll is in Big Sky. A Christmas Carol is at the Ellen Theater. Eric Escobar is at Last Best Comedy. Wiley and the Wild West are at Pilgrim Church. Open Door Bozeman has a staged reading of every Christmas story ever told. There's a 5K jog and the Christmas Convoy in Belgrade. Last Best Comedy presents I'll Be Dead for Christmas. Verge Theater presents Middletown at the Emerson Center. On Saturday, KGLT's vinyl sale runs from 9 to 3 in Strand Union Rooms 233 and 235. 9 to 10 is early bird entrance for $5. Santa Paws is at Heart of the Valley. The Bozeman Symphony Holiday Spectacular is at the Wilson Auditorium. Two short films, Home Crag and Pitan, are at the Emerson Center. The Christmas Stroll is in Virginia City. And Elf the Musical is at the Warren Miller in Big Sky. In Livingston, it's Holiday Vaudeville Weekend at the Shane LaLanne, and the Fossils play at the Attic. In Immigrant, Rob Lethert is at the Old Saloon, and Blake Brightman plays there on Saturday. In Helena, the 12 Tribes Boutique opens. The Just In Case Band is at Lakeside. And Clint Black with Lisa Hartman Black are at the Civic Center with Mostly Hits and Misses Tour. On Saturday, the Historical Society hosts Holiday Cheer. Banditti is at LNC Brewing. And Make Gingerbread Houses at Garden Works. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Okay, I think that means it's my turn. I spent the last couple weeks preparing for the record fair, and I had a lot of stuff I had picked up along the way this summer on my shopping trips, so I had to sort all that out, decide which ones I was keeping, which ones to sell, mark them down low. And then I went through my whole record collection, all the albums in my collection, to see, do I have duplicates? Yes, I do. Do I want to get rid of them? Yeah, some of them. So I spent the last 2 weeks looking at everything I own. Mostly, I didn't look at the singles. That's a whole nother job, but that's coming. And then I looked through my CDs too, because I needed to rearrange and cull some things and make some room. The shelves are getting full, and it's finite space in my vault. So I've ended up finding a couple of things to play that I've mildly forgotten about. I need a refresher every once in a while to see what's in there, and it just helps me mix it up a little more for the show. But we'll start right here with something you might know.
Yeah.
some tales of America. A couple of them told by guys from England. That's the way it goes. The English have a weird fantasy about America, especially about the West. My friend Pete Brown wrote some poems about how the English people got Westerns wrong. But it's still there. You know, listen to Elton John, Tumbleweed Connection, and you'll find out how much it was a fantasy. Yep. And there's all, if you study old pictures of rock and roll guys when they're kids, half of them were dressed like cowboys, even in England. Yeah, amazing. What was it we heard there then? Let me explain it. Rolling Stones, you know that one, Far Away Eyes from Some Girls. Buck Owens himself singing Crying Time. It was one of my favorite songs from my childhood. That and Tiger by the Tail, those were pretty big hits when I was a kid, and I was thrilled to pick that up at the Saks, not a few years ago, when they were putting records out. Good records, I mean. And that has picture sleeve and everything. Score. And finished up with Help Yourself, American Mother, from their 1, 2, 3, third album. It's called That Strange Affair. It could be. No, Beware the Shadow. That's their third album. Just slipping into the show. Feeling good, rested, ready to rock. Got a lot of stuff to play. And I'm going to be doing a little Beach Boy feature at the top of the next hour. They just put out another box set, and it's one I've been really waiting for, and they packed it full of good stuff. So it'll be a little mini Beach Boy concert, I think, coming up in about 40 minutes. Prepare yourself or whatever you do when you hear Beach Boys. This 3 o'clock hour is under in part by the Plaza Bar, Three Forks hometown bar and casino for over 100 years. Cigars, draft beers, signature cocktails, and Montana Sports Betting, located at 204 Main Street in downtown Three Forks, and on Facebook. Yep. Should I just move on? Yeah, I think so. No point in fooling around. I've been sort of rediscovering Tom Petty. I liked him when he came out, and then he sort of got big, and he had a pretty bland period in my estimation. And actually, when I revisited a couple of records of his, I thought these are pretty lazy efforts. There's nothing wrong with them, but the fire had gone out. He'd gotten comfortable, rich. But a few years ago, he put back together his pre-Heartbreakers band, Mudcrutch. And there's an interesting story about that. Mudcrutch went out to L.A. to try to get a contract, and in the end, the label only wanted Tom Petty, so Tom had to tell the other guys, sorry. But when he put a band together, he got some of the Mudcrutch guys back in, and they put the Heartbreakers together, but sort of making it up to Mudcrutch and going out to have some fun. They did a couple albums and some tours and a live album and stuff. And I picked those up recently. I honestly never really listened to them. And I found them pretty enjoyable because, you know, it didn't matter. He was just having fun. He was revisiting his pre-fame bar band. And they do some interesting things. This is from the live EP.
Nothing can touch me here. Thank you. find safety on slipstreams of water and fire. Some people are laughing, some people are sleeping. The kings of the earth toiling and turning, concealer of secrets, silently weeping. He looks in the mirror, but it's covered.
He may be a Led Zeppelin, he may be all the rage. I hope Jim Page remembers when he was a younger age. My years ago, but I still can see my front room like a stage. We're ready to whist and the records are new. Rocking in the rage. We'll be right back.
Working out some guitar stuff there. Finishing up with a band called Home from the BBC. A song off their first album, Reddy Lewis and the Redcaps. Started off the top with that long piece from Tom Petty and his band Mudcrutch. You heard Crystal River. That's from the live EP. And somebody called and really liked it. And I was really impressed by those records. The second one especially. The first one's was sort of a casual get-together. Second one's a little more official rock album. And then the live one is obviously shows that they had some chops. Mike Campbell getting to work it out. Very nice, very nice. And in between was Mighty Baby, Slipstreams from their second album, Jungle Love, with Martin Stone, the late, great Martin Stone on guitar in that band. So you got your share of guitar players. Oh, I got to hurry. I got a couple short songs I need to play. So I'm going to tell you the Story Clock Hour is underwritten in part by Red Tractor Pizza, wood-fired brick oven pizzeria featuring traditional and gluten-free artisan pizzas, breads and desserts with local organic ingredients, now serving beer and wine, live music weekly. They're at 10th and West Main in Bozeman, online at redtractorpizza.com and on Facebook, and the Daily Coffee and Eatery located in Bozeman's Cannery District on the corner of Rouse and Oak with a newly refreshed coffee bar and cafe, gluten-free, dairy-free, and vegan pastries available. Information and menu online at dailycoffeeandeatery.com. So this is the one I want to play first.
Innocence is all that feeds her. Rolling through the mist, floating in a sea of madness, reaching for the heights of gladness. Or did she exist? Swirling ions from the stars, streaming down onto the earth from a galaxy like ours, manifested in her birth, child of the universe, giving freely of herself, purity of truth rehearsed, leaving man her cosmic wealth. Love for anyone who needs her, innocence is all that feeds her. Rolling through the mist, floating in a sea of madness, reaching for the heights of gladness. Or did she exist? Vision of an untouched grace, walking gaily through the sun. No one else could take her place, nor the work that she'd begun. Love for anyone who needs her, innocence is all that feeds her. Floating through the mist, knowing what is understanding, patience that is undemanding.